now time for our Sabetha Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. I'm Brandon Tamman, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Nate Bauman. And Coach, let's get into some things, and I want to start here with Substate. And of course, we got just a couple weeks left in the regular season. Everything kind of magnifies, every win kind of helping you out, and you want to put yourself in the best possible position here in a couple weeks. Come Substate, of course, you're very familiar with certain teams in the Substate this year. Of course, Nemaha Central, we'll get into them momentarily. But you got teams like Riley County, Marysville, Minneapolis, ACCHS is a very, very good team in the Northeast Kansas League. And, of course, Nemaha Central, as we mentioned. But just kind of as we get to this point in the year, what's kind of the overall takeaway as we get closer to Substate?
Yeah, you know, we've looked at it, of course, but there's still some things up in the air, certainly with our seeding and with the seeding of the one and two teams. And so there's so much up in the air that it's like you can't even really say, oh, I'd really like to get this seed or I'd really like to get this seed. There's no need to even worry about that. We've just got to continue to focus on ourselves and get ourselves better and plan as well as we can at that point. It is going to be a tough Substate. It doesn't matter who you're playing. In the first round or the semis or wherever. So, you know, we know that's going to be the case. That's always the case. It seems like every year. And, but at the same time, I continue to feel like there's nobody in our Substate we can't beat, on a given night for sure. And so, you know, with that's encouraging. We have had years at times where it's like that team is untouchable. And I don't feel like there's any of those in our Substate. So that's encouraging, and I hope motivating for the girls to keep working.
Since we last spoke, a couple games. Friday, a win against Royal Valley, 53-45. Tuesday night at Nemaha Central, Thunder win it there, 45-32. Just a couple quick thoughts on both those outings.
Yeah, the Royal Valley game, you know, I was pleased with that. I didn't feel great about it at the end because I kind of felt like, I don't know, we got it to double digits several times, and I felt like, oh, we're just about to pull away, and we just never could. Part of that's a credit to them, and they're dangerous, and they shoot the ball well. And but you know, we scored the ball well. I thought we played pretty good defense. They just hit some shots on us, and still came out with a win. And again, any win in the Big Seven is good for us. So I was pleased with that effort. I was a little concerned about maybe a little letdown after our Riverside win last week, and I shouldn't have been. Where our girls are mature enough to handle that, and they did a good job of that on Friday night. And then last night, you know, we just, I didn't think we got off to a great start. I was frustrated with our following of a game plan, early. And then we get yourself in a 14-6 hole, against Nemaha. That's a hard one to come out of. They play defense so well. They're so disciplined and focused on getting the ball inside that it seems like they get a good shot about every possession. And then we weren't very good on the boards. And that's, you give them second, third, and fourth chances. They're probably going to put it in at some point. So, I thought we corrected some of those things. The second, third, and fourth quarter were fairly even. I know we were down 8 after the first and a couple points for quite a while in the fourth. We were down 9 with a chance to cut into that. And just couldn't hit a big shot when we needed it. But yeah, I was really pleased with the way the girls, responded, after I got on them a little bit in the first quarter and then competed the rest of the way.
We're sitting here at 9-7, 6-4 in league play. Final 2 weeks. Friday, you get Jeff West. Tuesday, you'll turn around and get Prairie LeCompton. What are you hoping to see here in these next couple?
Yeah, the same thing. I mean, like we talked about after the game, and again, more after that first quarter, was that we can't afford a mental lapse for a quarter against anybody. And certainly not against Nemaha, but we can't do that against Jeff West or Perry either. And that's not really what I want us to see, is just be locked in and focused on the task at hand, the possession at hand, focused on our individual jobs, not on the scoreboard, not on, certainly not on Substate or any end result, but just focusing on the task that we have at hand on every possession, making good passes, boxing out, communicating, some of those things that we've kind of been working on all year. We just got to continue to focus on those and get ourselves to a point where we're back and feeling confident about what we're doing there.
So about the girls basketball coach Nate Bauman joining us. Just 4 games left here in the regular season, coming off a loss to Nemaha Central on Tuesday. They'll get Jeff West on Friday, turn around and get Prairie LeCompton on a Tuesday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.